My name's Miles Karoski, and I play guitar and sing in a band called Beulah, and I'm here to talk about a song called Me and Jesus Don't Talk Anymore.
Don't be sad that I'm going. Don't be sad that I'm going. Don't be sad that I'm going. 'Cause I live tonight. Can you give me that? Soul to sell along the way. The devil rides with me again. He always says everything's okay.
I wrote this song because I was at a crossroads, as it were, about my beliefs in God, or the lack of beliefs. I sort of lost contact, and I don't know if I'm questioning whether or not I want to renew that relationship, or whether it's healthy, or whether it's good, or whether it's something I need for the rest of my life.
And though we are falling stars, we feel just fine. And though it seems we're not far, we need more time.
And I don't know if I actually missed the actual relationship, because I think I was trying to investigate what the relationship was. Is this being actually a part of my life, or is it something that was just instilled in me by my folks and by my Catholic school?
And can you get me there, friend? You know the devil only holds a lease, and he's so hard to kill, man. It's been 20 years since I've been clean.
Finding myself, you know, asking God, you know, are you there? If you are there, why don't you just say something? Tell me, you know, give me some sort of hint of as to what I'm supposed to do. Give me a break, really. And I assume that a lot of people, maybe I'm assuming too much, but I think a lot of people feel the same way as they get older. And I'm not old by any means, but beyond being at a loss with my relationship with God, I'm a bit of a loss being in my early 30s and then wondering what I should be doing.
Miles Karoski of the band Beulah talking about his song Me and Jesus Don't Talk Anymore. Beulah's latest CD is called Yoko.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.